Hello, I am the Friendly Fascist. I'm not actually a fascist, by the way. I know it's a little confusing. I'm the host of the Basement Internet Show, which you can check out at basementshow.net. Basementshow.net. And today I'm calling openpodcast.org. Thanks to Ben Tucker, by the way, for letting me borrow his soapbox. Today I'm calling in to talk about the Minuteman Project. You can learn more about the Minuteman Project at minutemanproject.com. And this is a volunteer project where citizens of the United States have gone down to the U.S.-Mexican border, and they are they're patrolling, basically. It's kind of like a neighborhood watch, except it's a border watch. And these people are volunteering to go down there, look around, and look for illegal aliens. And when they see illegal aliens, drug smugglers, terrorists, you name it, anyone who's not supposed to be coming across that border, when they see these people coming across the border, what do? Well, if you read articles lately from a lot of the press that refer to them as vigilantes, then you would believe these people are pulling out machine guns and shooting people. But, in fact, that's not what they're doing at all. When they see someone crossing the border illegally, they call the Border Patrol. Just like Neighborhood Watch, you see someone breaking into someone's house, you call the police. These people are down at the border, they see illegal aliens crossing the border illegally, they call the Border Patrol. Now, I don't know when it became vigilanteism to call the cops when you see a crime being committed, but apparently that's what many members of our wonderful press seem to believe. And gosh, you know, the right wing is always saying how the press is liberal, the press is liberal. And for the longest time, I just didn't see it. But I got to tell you, in this particular instance, on this particular subject, I'm definitely seeing it. There's nothing vigilante about calling the authorities when a crime is being committed. None. So let's get some of these people need to get a grip and remember what they try to teach you in journalism school, which is to be neutral. Report the news. Don't editorialize. Don't call these people vigilantes. They're not vigilantes. By definition, they're not vigilantes. So please, just find that totally annoying. Anyway, remember, these are really cool. I think personally these are really cool people, the people at the Minuteman Project. I wish I could be down there doing this with them. And if I could, I would send them all lots and lots of Rice Krispies treats. You may disagree with what they're doing. You may feel that we should have an open border, and anyone who wants to come here can. And if that's how you feel, I certainly respect your opinion. I don't agree with it, absolutely don't agree with it, but I do respect your opinion. But these are the laws, these are the way things are right now, and I am very grateful that there are people willing to stand up and go down there and protect our border, since our government apparently is unwilling to do so to the extent that it needs to be done. So when you read anything in the press about the Minuteman Project and, you know, vigilantes, doing bad things, blah, 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 take it with a grain of salt, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, a lot of people don't like this, and a lot of them happen to apparently be journalists. So read about the Minuteman Project, minutemanproject.com. Check out my show, The Basement Internet Show at basementshow.net. And hey, have a great day, and God bless America, or fill in the blank, bless America, whichever you like, God, goddess, gods, space aliens, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, whatever is good for you. Take care. Bye-bye.